Market analyst Stephen Daglian here with your mid-session report on Monday. Well, the Aussie market's off to a cracker. In fact, the ASX 200 is up by around 1% at the moment. This is after very little movement in the US markets on Friday. So that basically means that we're building on this morning's more modest improvements, and we've got gains across almost all sectors. The best is certainly the energy stocks, which are up about 2%, but we're also seeing gains around that 1.5% mark for both the materials, which includes all the miners, and also the financials, which of course is inclusive all the major banks as well. Now, this also means that we've got about 3.5 days left now in September. And even though the market has fallen for three straight weeks, the ASX 200 is down, but by about 1.6%. So certainly still a possibility that the market creeps into positive territory for the month. Maybe not looking overly likely, considering we don't have too much time to make up those type of improvements, but it's always possible. We've also had 11 straight months of gains heading into September. So we'll wait and see if the market can get there or if it's just going to be just a little too far for the group. Now, today, plenty of company news around. We've heard from Australian Pharmaceutical Industries, which is up a good 4%. This is the company behind the Priceline Pharmacies brand, and it received a takeover offer worth about $773 million from Sigma Healthcare. And Sigma's the group behind Amcal and Discount Drug Stores brands and more. Under the terms of the offer, basically API shareholders would receive 35 cents in cash and a little over 2 Sigma shares for each API share that they own. So this is a slightly larger bid than what was made from Wesfarmers just a couple of weeks ago. And all of this interest in buying the group has certainly helped its shares improve in recent times too. We're also seeing travel stocks doing really well. Some investors probably just feeling encouraged by the increasing vaccination rates, the hope of travel resuming as well. In fact, there were some reports today suggesting that Qantas is bringing forward its reopening date for travel between New South Wales and Victoria by close to a month, to the 5th of November this time. So Flight Centre's up a good 8%. We've got Qantas up in the order of 3.5%, and Webjet and Corporate Travel are also a little higher as well. We've also heard from Synlait Milk is up about 4% today. This is a group that, amongst other things, supplies raw materials for companies like A2 Milk to make its infant formula products. Well, it's up 4% despite posting its biggest loss ever at about $28.5 million. Now, blame that partly on a drop in demand for milk powders, mainly from A2 Milk, which is, as I said, a major partner. And A2 Milk has basically been hit recently due to a mix of reasons, but one of them is the closure of borders with China. That really decimated its Daigou or surrogate shopper channel. There's been greater competition in China as well, and a declining birth rate in China. So all of these things have certainly not helped. But Synlait is up today. Keep in mind that it is still underperforming the broader market by about 45% this year, so has a long way to go. And also CIMIC up about 1% today. The construction group has been awarded a contract extension to provide engineering and maintenance services at BP fuel terminals across the country. So CIMIC said that should provide an additional $150 million in revenue for the group. And a newcomer to the market today, a company called Pacific Edge, which is a cancer diagnostic company, which essentially develops tools for the detection of some cancers quite early on. So it's made its debut not long ago, and it's up a good 16%. And finally, Sandfire Resources has come back online. It was in a trading halt late last week to try and raise enough money to purchase a Spanish copper mine for about $2.5 billion. So it's come out of that halt and it's down 6%. The Aussie dollar, 72.8 US, and we'll do this again at the market close.